Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes your worst move. According to Focus on the Family, couples moving in together has become a familiar theme, even within the Christian church. Too many young adults in their 20s and 30s have grown sour on the institution of marriage for all kinds of reasons. But instead of swearing off romantic relationships, couples have decided to move in together for a kind of test run. They presume that with no rings and vows exchanged, there will be no worries. If it doesn't work out, no harm done. In his book, The Ring Makes All the Difference, Glenn Stanton points out that marriage, not cohabitation, is the best option for couples, especially for women. He shares some research which says that a woman who cohabitates before marriage will increase her likelihood of getting a husband who, 1, displays violent behavior toward her, 2, is less committed to her, 3, is less committed than she is to the marriage, 4, is less likely to be emotionally and practically supportive. 5, is more relationally negative. Of course, there are exceptions to every rule. But as Mr. Stanton and many other sociologists conclude, this pre-marriage experiment is not the best way to sustain a healthy relationship or to build a lifelong, lasting union in sickness and in health. While cohabitation may be the fastest-growing family type in the United States, it is but a counterfeit of the true, authentic, and committed relationship, marriage, or covenant. Cohabitation will not lower the divorce rate, nor will it ensure an unbroken heart. I agree with Focus on the Family's position that sexuality is a glorious gift from God, meant to honor Him either in marriage or in celibacy. Sex is beautiful and holy. The purpose of sex is for procreation, union or bonding, mutual delight between a husband and wife, and celibacy if single. Sex is unselfish and centered on the other spouse, not on oneself. When we remain sexually abstinent before marriage and faithful within marriage, we are not simply saying no to sex, but rather yes to God's unique plan. Abstinence before marriage and faithfulness with marriage historically protected and will continue to protect individuals and society. Like married people, singles are called to steward their sexuality as a gift from God. They do so through faithful devotions to Christ. When they forego or await the intimacies of marriage, they affirm the exclusive covenantal relationship of marriage and all it symbolizes. Celibacy is a worthy state for mature men and women. God's moral standards are met for ultimate freedom and protection in sexual expression. All people, even unmarried teenagers, can rely on God's strength to abstain from sex before marriage. Abstinence outside of marriage supports God's design for sexual intimacy. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. This is Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygenradio.fm.